Welcome to the Terror Dome, baby.
We swarm.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
We swarm. Let them know.
We swarm, baby.
We swarm, baby. All day long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another week and another episode of Tales from the Terror Dome. Bi-week episode. You know, I built this brand off interviews, and I typically don't do them during the season, but when you get this one, you do this one. The offensive coordinators, linemen, quarterbacks, running backs, they know this man as a demon. But y'all know him as the sack leader, the number one sack leader in the nation, actually. You know him by APR. His name's Antoine Powell. Ryland, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing good, man. Nice to be good to be here.
Yeah, man. So do you go by Antoine, Twan, APR, all of it? Like, what do you prefer?
Yeah, for the most part, APR is cool. For the most part, I go by Twan.
Twan. All right. Yeah. Well, you Twan for the interview then.
I bet.
Yeah. So where are you from, man, exactly?
I'm from Portsmouth, Virginia. It's like more of the 757 area.
I got you. And where'd you go to high school, man?
I went to IC Norcom High School. It's in Portsmouth.
Yeah, it's quite a football school, if I remember correctly. Yeah,
most definitely.
1,000%. So coming, like, at what point in your life did you fall in love with the sport of football? Like, what made you fall in love with the sport of football?
I would say my freshman year of high school, really. I played JV in eighth grade. So coming back ninth grade year, my brother had ended up being the coach there at Norcom. So I ended up, you know, being there with him. He was training me and stuff. And like, we played a whole season, and like, we made it to like the first round of the playoffs, and I want to say we lost. And it was just like, no, actually we didn't. We made it to the second round of the playoffs and we ended up losing. But like, I didn't come the second round of the playoffs. I didn't really play as much. So it was just more of a, you know, I got to work harder to, you know, get on the field to play those meaningful games, because, you know, I was a freshman, so they didn't really think that much of me.
Yeah. And then obviously you get recruited very heavily. What was your recruiting process like coming out of high school, and why was it Florida?
Coming out of high school, I got my first offer. I want to say my sophomore year from the University of Duke, and okay. After I played my sophomore year, I want to say like a couple games into my junior year, that was when everything got you know, a bunch of offers and coaches started hitting me up and stuff. But I want to say I ended up being like a top three. I forgot the third one, but I know for sure it was really between Florida and Virginia Tech. And so for the most part, I took visits to both, and really Florida stuck out with me the most, really, man. It was like, you know, when I got there, it just felt right on my visit. So I felt like that was the place that I needed to be, you know. Okay. So, yeah.
Who recruited you at Florida?
Yeah, so I had my main recruiter. His name was Torian Gray, and Coach Todd Grantham. He was the D coordinator, okay, which was also my position coach.
Dang, man, former Hokies.
Yeah,
the best, actually. Torian Gray, goat. But yeah, man. So then, you were there for Napier, right?
Yes, I was there for Napier for 1 year.
Yeah, that's right. And then, obviously, what made you decide you wanted to leave Florida?
Yeah, for the most part, I'll just say it was really the scheme of things. I didn't really want to play the way that that they wanted me to. For the most part, it was more of a drop-in, more of a pure linebacker type of role that I didn't really feel like was my strong suit at trying to get to the league. You know, I wanted to show what I was good at first, you know, instead of, you know, trying to catch up.
Yeah, all gas, no brakes, man. We see you out there just getting after it. So you decide to leave, you enter the portal. Describe what it's like the moment you enter the portal. Does your phone just go insane? Like, how does that happen?
Not really insane. You definitely like get a lot of notifications as far as like coaches like following you on Twitter or whatever. But yeah, like it's definitely like it does get crazy once like your name officially enters the portal. because now it's like coaches can talk to you and all of that type of stuff. So it was definitely hectic, but I pretty much had my mindset already because just before I even like before it was official for me to enter the portal, I was doing a lot of research. So just really picking off a even if someone did was to hit me up, what I would feel if you know if I would want to go there.
Yeah. So you took your first official visit to Virginia Tech when you were a senior in high school, and then you enter the portal and you come back. What was the difference between that first visit and that second visit that made you know, like, this is right this time?
For the most part, I'll probably say the guys that I was that came in, showed me around and stuff, Fidarius and Daquan Felton, they both from, they both from where I'm from, the 757 area. So just having them, the way that they was talking to me and the work that they were trying to put in to get where they were trying to go, I was on the same thing. So it was more of a similar, grind that we shared. And it was like, coming, taking a visit to Virginia Tech, it wasn't really nothing that changed like in a bad way. So it was just more of a, I didn't make this decision this time, so why not now?
Yeah, and then obviously, P came home from Nebraska and he flourished last year. He came back, he got hurt. And then I always told him, I was like, man, like looking at the 2022 season and looking at the 2023 season, like you getting hurt in 2022, I felt like it was almost a blessing in disguise because that 2023 team was a lot better than 2022. And I feel like his talents were put to more use last year than they were the year before. But so you come home. Now, what was it about J.C. Price, Chris Marv, and Brent Pry that made you, like, once you're on campus, you were like, man, I did make the right decision?
Yeah, I mean the way that they carry themselves, like the coaches, for the most part, coaches, they it takes a lot to actually want to coach, So with them being able to show that they're actually caring for not just, themselves, but for the athletes that's in the building, that's big, and that's something to play for, actually, knowing that, someone trusts you or believes in you.
No, absolutely. How hard are the hunger drills?
Yeah, man, hunger drills, it's definitely challenging. You gotta push through. It's you waking up early in the morning. That's really the kicker there, because it's like that your mindset gotta be on point. So you up in the you up in the morning. You gotta be sharp, and you gotta get to work early. You waking straight up out of the bed. You getting straight to it. So it's like you gotta. It's more of a mental aspect to finishing and pushing through.
No, absolutely. When I played in high school, like I always preferred, like especially in the summer, the workouts. I always went to the 7 a.m. ones because it was like you roll out of bed, you don't even think, you don't have all day to make an excuse, like you just go like right
You
away.
get straight to it.
Yeah, and then you're ready for the rest of the day. But I'm in the stadium a lot. I go to a lot of games, obviously. They do this in stadium segment, drip or drop, and you always dropping people, man. Like, is it hard to get the APR, the hard to get the Twan stamp of approval on the fit? What is it, man? 'Cause you be mashing that drop button.
Nah, I will be honest. It definitely takes a lot. You gotta put something together. It can't just be something you throw on and then you just walk around like you put it together. You gotta at least have something to it. You gotta at least have some thinking into it.
Yeah, what when you put together a fit, what's your th what do you look for? Like, what are your main things to be like, yeah, I can step out in this?
For the most part, I'll say like the shirt. I like the shirt to be more of like a graphic type of shirt. I like something. I want to have like something sweet on my shirt, maybe something like with some color or something that I can mix some in with some shoes or something.
Yeah, facts. I like the bright colors. I'm a big pastel color guy. I like that, but I like black has its place too. Like
Yeah, most
black can be
definitely.
fresh.
Yeah, I wear black any day.
Yeah, but white, I get nervous about white, man. Because
Yeah,
like
no.
the white effect games, I get nervous because you got to survive the tailgate, you got to survive everything. Because one little smidge, it's ruined.
Yeah,
Dumb.
you can't really wear white too much.
Are you a shoe guy?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I'll probably say I'm more of I'm more of a Jordan head for the most part. But I like shoes, period, though. Like, more like the style of things.
Yeah. What's your favorite Jordan?
I'm gonna say the Jordan 11s.
Yeah, 11s are solid.
Yeah.
The threes are probably my favorite.
Okay. Nah, I like the
But
things for sure.
the ones are good, but the ones, like, white people played the ones out, to be honest. Like, they're everywhere. But the ones are crazy. Like, everybody
Man.
wears ones now. Like, you don't even
Nah,
got to have an appreciation for the ones to wear the ones. You
yeah,
know what I'm
most
saying?
definitely. If I would have never said 11s, ones definitely would have been next up.
Yeah. But, like, the threes, the fours, I like the sixes a lot, and the 11s,
Yeah,
probably my favorites.
like 11s take it. I think the 11s take it for me.
Do you have a favorite 11?
I'm gonna say the Gamma Blues.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of they old, but I remember I always wanted them when I was a little younger.
No, absolutely. Did you rock Jordans when you were a kid, or was it kind of like a thing where you were like, man, I don't like can't get them this year?
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't really that many times I could get them for the most part, So, when it was time for me to be able to explore that, I definitely did it.
No, absolutely. That's a fact, man. What was I gonna ask you? What would you say, I guess, would be between, it's probably like my last Florida question, but between Florida and Virginia Tech, the difference in like game day preparation, like what would you say the biggest factors are, like differences between what Pride did and what they did?
Yeah, game day preparation, I'll probably say it was more player led here. As far as like getting everybody together, as far as like motivating, say like we're about to go walk out to go run out and stuff. Most of the time Coach Pride's not really giving us the motivational speech. It's a player, whoever it is that they feel like, has the hot hand for the day to give us a good speech to go out there and play.
You be giving speeches, huh?
Nah, not really.
No, you're not a speech guy.
I'm more of an ad-lib type of guy. As they talk, I say some little things out loud.
I got you. Yeah, I was always the rah-rah guy. I was always, it's probably why I talk on here, because I like to hear myself, I guess. But every year you have improved. Like your sack numbers have gone up, like every year. Like I know, at Florida. I'm not sure like how much I know you played like full time starter here, but even in that amount of time, you went from 9.5 and now you're already at 13 with 3 games left because we're going to a bowl. And like what has there been like what differences do you make? Like what do you work on in the off season to like, is there certain things that you change up, or has it kind of just been the same but more opportunity?
I probably say it's more the same, because of course I add a bunch of different stuff there because I always could work on a lot of other things, but for the most part, yeah, it's all the same. Of course, I remember they said like it was hard for me to, well, not hard, but like they had problems with me stopping the run. So I definitely added that as far as like the off season and to, making that a main priority to getting better.
Facts. Has there been anything that stands out to you, like any particular quarterback? Like, has there been like something like when you sack them, or like when you're coming and you're close to getting them? Like, have they said anything? Like, is there like a line or like something they said that stands out to you, or like a noise or anything?
No, not really. I haven't really thought about that, really, honestly. So I can't really tell you. I know for sure, like I know, just rushing, I know that I try to make my presence felt for the most part.
Yeah, you had Castellanos crying in the club, man. Buddy was hurt.
Oh man.
You made him quit quarterback,
You
actually.
killing
I
me.
think.
Nah, man, you killing me.
But no, it's definitely been no like I guess NFL wise, like are you already getting like information from for like draft intel from scouts and stuff about like where they see you like position wise? Things like that.
Not really, not often, for real. I don't really, I try not to. get into that because
it's more of a,
I still got two, three more games to play, you know, like you said, get a bowl game. So it's like, you know, I try not to get too much into it. I really just try to keep playing, you know, by the end of the season, when I have no more, you know, games left, that's when it's like, that's when I'm worried. Like, you know, what they thinking?
Yeah, no, I get it. That's probably more for us at this point, the fans, because we're not, you know, you have a job to do, and we're just watching and speculating and entertaining ourselves on the internet. But I guess locker room wise, we were talking about the fashion thing. Who you hitting the drip button for in the locker room? Like who brings it consistently?
All right, I'm a definitely say Ali Jennings. I can definitely put Kyron Jones in there, KD. I'm gonna say Pop Watson. It's a few guys though that I'll ask, you know, you think this good, you know?
Yeah.
If it's like a style type of thing. It's a few guys that I can name. Let me see. I'll probably say them for right now.
I got you. And like who's just like the funniest dude on the team?
Man. Griffin McDougan.
Yeah, dude. Okay, yeah, I believe I met him for like 5 minutes, and I believe
Griffin Dugan, man, oh my god, that man is hilarious. Like, if he asks you something, or if he comes up to you and he's talking to you, something funny is coming out of it.
yeah, I met him for like 5 minutes at like PK's or something, and it was a memorable conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It gets crazy, man. He's definitely different with that with that comedy stuff.
Yeah, I think Gosnell Stevens said he's the one that hosts a lot of the team get togethers and stuff.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, and we can't miss out on Griffin stuff.
Who is the man, like, who, like, on y'all be grilling? Y'all be like, so who mans the grill? Is it Griffin? Who are the people you trust to cook the food, man?
The people that I trust to cook the food?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I can't really tell you that. I trust myself, man, to cook the food. I can't really tell you no one else.
Nah, I respect that for sure.
Nah, but I do stay by Ali though. So Ali definitely can cook.
All right. And he just got how's Zero doing? That dog probably grown up by now.
Oh yeah, Zero, yeah. He's doing good, man.
I had Ali on the podcast like January that he came. It was January, February. And he had just got him. But okay. The fashion thing holds up because he talked to me about it for like 35 minutes.
Oh man, yeah. See, that's Ali for you. That's Ali for you.
Also, I guess it probably helps. Like a lot of people on the team are close to like or from where you're from or close to where you're from. So, and I know like it like football, there's a melting pot in a football team, but like regional similarities all probably help a lot as far as like friendships, and you probably knew each other before type of deal.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Cause it, you know, as far as like, you know, especially like in the football world, as far as like getting recruited and stuff, you know, you want to see the guys around you, you know, that are good or whatever. So, you know, of course it was a lot of names when I came down here, it was a lot of names that rung bells because just off of me knowing, you know, they played football in high school.
No, facts.
Because I remember watching Ali at Highland Springs a couple times, you know, and it's crazy because when I ended up seeing him, you know, we ended up talking, like, for the first time, we ended up talking. And then when he told me he went to Highland Springs, he was telling me, you know, the number he was and everything. I'm like, man, I used to really watch you, bro. Like, you know, while I was still in high school.
Yeah. No, they got a factory running down there at Highland Springs.
Yeah, Highland Springs. Yeah, most definitely. No, you got, that is crazy.
Facts. What would you say, Jay, like moving forward, like lasting impression from JC Price, like when you're done at Virginia Tech and you're moving on to professional ball or whatever, like what's one thing he's taught you that will always stay in your head?
You know, for the most part, he do tell me, like, you know, it's a business, you know, and the brotherhood that we have right now in college right now is not going to be there, you know, for the most part. You know, of course there's going to be some guys that, you know, that you're going to like, but you know, as far as like having that setting in the locker room, you know, being able to just, you know, act like kids again, you know, it's not going to be there no more.
Yeah, because, I mean, they when up there, it's like a job. Like people go home to like their families and stuff. There's not a lot of like now y'all like hang out or like go to the dining hall or do whatever. It's like the last pure form of like the last stage of pure fun football.
It's crazy, yeah, because it's like, you know, you get to doing one thing, and then when you get up there, it's like it's a totally different ball game. So.
Facts. I'm trying to think here. We got Duke coming up, and then we finally get UVA at home for the first time in years. I'm excited about that. And then we go into a bowl game. What is one thing besides winning that you want to accomplish in your last several games at Virginia Tech that you have yet to accomplish?
Man, I want a touchdown, whether it's on defense, you know, or if it's on offense, or even special teams, you know, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely want to score. You know, I've never scored on defense, so that's definitely something that I want to do, you know, and hopefully I get a chance to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you've had enough fumble recoveries, so we get like a scoop and score or an interception. Yeah.
I got to hope that, man. I got to get a strip sack, take the football out of his hands and run.
Yeah, or we need somebody like pitch it back, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
You got a celebration in mind if this happens?
Oh, yeah. I already said I got to hit a backflip.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can flip a little bit, man. So I definitely, if I get that touchdown, I'm going to be happy. So I'm going to have all the energy in the world to flip.
You doing a back? I saw Dante at Syracuse. He hit the Costco guys, the boom dance. I was laughing. Are you familiar with them dudes, the Costco dudes?
No, not really. I know what you're talking about, though.
Oh, God. It's taking over the internet. It's kind of insane. But
nah, most definitely.
This year, I've been seeing you spy the quarterback some. Is that a new wrinkle that was installed? Because I've seen you been hanging back trying to, like, watch the mobile ones a little bit.
For the most part, not really. I want to say we did it. I want to say we did it more last year. This year, they spotted me a couple times. Not really as much, but that's definitely something that I think I'm good at. You know, so they definitely trusted me to calling those type of plays to have me spying quarterbacks.
How do you like it?
Yeah, it's cool. You know, and it actually, you know, it helps out the team. Like, you know, my other D linemen, you know. Because when I'm spying, you know, they would, of course, they would think I'm rushing because I'm the rush in. So for the most part, when they see I'm not rushing, and you know, they probably slide to me or double team me or something, that gives my teammates, you know, a chance to actually win those 1-on-1s.
Facts. Yeah. So like, I'm trying to think. Would you say what offensive line was the toughest offensive line you faced at Virginia Tech, especially this year?
Yeah, I did face a lot of good guys this year. If I had to say, I would definitely say I would definitely say Miami.
Miami, yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought Georgia Tech had a pretty decent line.
Yeah. Georgia Tech was good too. You know, like I said, it was a few good group of guys. You know, overall for sure. But if I had to pick, I would definitely say Miami.
The voodoo magic or wizardry that Cam Ward has needs to be studied.
Yeah, no, he's a good player.
We had him dead to rights a couple times, and he just like
he's sick about it.
Yeah, that Restrepo on his ass catching the ball. I was like, man, I don't even know how this happens, dude. Like y'all had it played perfectly, and it was just people. Yeah. Man, he's special happened. Talent, man. Special talent.
Yeah, most definitely. He's definitely a special guy.
52. Is it special to you, or is it just? Did you pick it, or did somebody give it to you? Or
yeah, I picked it. I wouldn't say it's really special to me, but for the most part, you know, I definitely take it. I definitely take it to heart. You know, I've had 52 my whole college career, so it definitely means something to me now. If not, if it did,
what'd you wear in high school?
I wore number 4.
That's okay. So I saw the Florida pick. You have 4 in the visit pick. What is there Tech alumni-wise? Like, who's the coolest former player that you've met? And have you met Corey Moore?
Yeah, I definitely met Corey Moore. He's definitely a cool dude for sure. You know, we for the most part, when we spoke, it wasn't all just football. You know, he was just talking about life for the most part. I met with Bruce a few times, so I'm going to definitely have to give it to Bruce Smith. You know, that's he's definitely someone that, you know, I'm looking up to currently. Because you know the position that he has been in, you know he's a very successful guy even after football.
Nah, Bruce Smith owns like half of Blacksburg. I feel like
yeah.
he's I used to run into him all the time. It was like every time I was in Blacksburg. One time I hopped off my stool at Bull and Bones to go to the bathroom, and he was coming through, and he just steamrolled me, man. He didn't even see me coming. And I took one from Bruce Smith, and I was like,
oh, man.
Yeah, but it was fine, but I was like, whoa. Like,
I know that
I see now. Yeah, I see now. But musically, like, what's in the headphones, man? Like, regular and like game day, pregame, normal life, everything. What are we listening to? Okay,
so for the most part, if I'm just, you know, sitting around, you know, just chilling, I'll probably throw on some J. Cole. You know, I'm more of a chill type of guy. I'm not really, you know, more of a, you know, rowdy music listener for the most part. But, you know, of course, when it's game day, you know, it got to get rowdy, you know. So for the most part, I'll probably say what I have in the headphones for game day, Future is definitely one of them. I'll say NBA Young Boy. I'll even throw in J. Cole sometimes. And it's a rapper named Rallo Rodriguez. He's more of a newcomer for the most part. But yeah, that I'll definitely say that. It's more rowdy. But like, you know, I like music a lot, actually. You know, if I'm not doing anything, I'm definitely listening to music. And it don't really have to be rap or anything. You know, if it sounds good to me, then I'll listen to it.
They got you listening to any country?
They have me listening to it. I'll be honest, though, man. I don't know a lot. You know, I don't really know anything about country music. But, like, when they would turn on the country music, I'd be like, okay, I can actually, you know, that's something you can, you can actually listen to.
Yeah, you put Pry on anything?
You say what?
You put Pry on anything?
Nah, I didn't put Pry on anything.
Yeah, he's on the Allman Brothers. You got to get him into some Future or something, man.
Yeah, I got to get him listening to something else. You're right about that, man. You're right about that.
Yeah, Future's probably my GOAT, to be honest. I love him.
Yeah, Future, he's next level, man. I ain't gonna lie. He ordered in almost every rapper in, and he's still going hard.
Yeah, Future. I like obviously Thug. I like
Young
Thug.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, most
glad
definitely.
He's out now. Glad he's out. Young Nudie. I was listening to the new Young Nudie earlier today. I like him a lot.
Young Nudie is definitely in the playlist. It's a few songs up there with Young Nudie in there.
But I love J. Cole, Wale, Kendrick. Everybody likes Drake. I like Drake.
Drake's definitely
21 Savage. Yeah, I like a lot of it.
Yeah,
I listen to everything.
Yeah, I listen to almost everything, man. It's not really, if it sounds good to me, I'll listen to it.
Yeah, facts. 1,000%. What's your major? What are you majoring in?
Sociology.
Okay, how is that? Is it interesting?
Yeah, it is actually. It's more of a. I want to say it's more of a broad major. You know, so for the most part, you know, it's about life things. It's about you know, pretty much you know, living. You know, as far as like, you know, being able to just interact with the world.
No, yeah, facts, and it'll come into play, you know, when you're done, whenever you're done playing.
Yep,
that's good. And then, let's say, what else are you into, man? Like what is? I know you football and school kind of run your life right now, but when you're not like doing that, like what do you like to do?
I definitely play video games a lot. For the most part, yeah, that's really all I do. But
what system?
PlayStation 5.
The only system.
The only system, man. Thank you.
Facts.
That's for everybody listening, man.
Yeah.
But I play pretty much anything, though.
Like, what's your favorite? What's your favorite game?
My favorite right now is Black Ops 6. It just came out. You know, NCAA definitely one of the top ones. For right now, those have been the only two I've been on. I've been on more like one player games too. It's a game called Wukong. Like. It's hard as all the way, but once you get used to it, it's fun.
Yeah, I just beat Ghost of Tsushima. Did you play that? Yeah, that shit was crazy.
For real?
Yeah.
Nah, I gotta see that, man.
And then I need to do, like, I liked all the old samurai, like, story, like deep story stuff, but
yeah,
obviously Madden, college football, 2K, all that.
Most definitely.
Speaking of college football, though, like, how crazy is it that you get to play like use yourself.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, I'm gonna be real. That's the only team I play with. I'm not playing with nobody. I don't care if you get Alabama. I'm still get Virginia Tech. You know,
yeah.
I want to play with myself at all times. You know, try to get the dub with me.
Yeah, Chance smoked me with himself. I played Chance Wiggins and he destroyed me with himself.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he put pop. Like, yeah, him. He had Poppin. He had all the young kids, and he whooped my ass, bro.
No, it do be funny,
go ahead.
And I tell you, like when we play each other, you know, say it's like me and Jay Lane played a couple times. I do not put Jay Lane in the game when I'm playing Jay Lane.
No.
Yeah.
It's petty wop.
You know, yeah, it's more of a petty thing, you know, just playing around because, you know, he on the game and stuff. So it's like, you know, you get to talking crazy. It's like, nah, see, you out of the game. You know, you can't even play no more. So now you can't, you off.
gotta bench him.
Yeah, you gotta bench him, man. You think he hot.
Yeah, Chance. Yeah, he whooped my ass. And then he was like, hey, man, that was a great game. And I was like, no, it was not. You just destroyed me.
Oh, man.
I used to be in a Madden league years ago, and D'Angelo Hall was in the same league.
Oh, shit.
And he beat me at like 7 a.m. He destroyed me. He had to catch the plane in New Orleans for a game. And then he hit me with it was closer than it looked. And I was like, man, no, it was not. Like,
oh, man.
Whooped me first thing in the morning, but
fresh out of the wake up.
Yeah, dude. Like, I just brushed my teeth and got whooped in Madden. Crazy, man. APR, man, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day, man, to come on here and do this. I've been wanting to get you on for a while. You're a pivotal piece of the team and the culture going forward. Like, what you've done here at Virginia Tech will be remembered forever. You'll always be a legend in Blacksburg, and you'll know when you come back, you'll feel it. Like, people will, you'll be remembered, and like it's a good feeling. Like, that's why all the players always come back, because they know, like, hey, it's home, and like people love me. But last question, really, in Blacksburg, favorite food spots? Like, where are you going, man?
Favorite food spots? I'll definitely say Kabuki is one of them.
Solid.
Yeah, definitely great place. Kabuki. I even hit Buffalo Wild Wings up. Of course. And I can't believe I can't say it right now. PKs.
Yeah,
I definitely go for good PKs. You know, they got them cheetah wings, so it's like
cheetah wings are official.
Oh man, I gotta get the cheetah wings and go to PKs. But yeah, that's definitely what I'll say. Let me see. It's a place called Black Salt too. They got good,
I've heard,
good burgers, yeah, and a place called G2's. They got good wings.
I haven't been to Black Salt. I'll stay at PK's mostly where I'm at. If I'm in town, I'm at PK's or like Sharky's. Sometimes I'll do late night tots.
Okay,
but like Benny's, I love Benny's.
Okay,
they sponsor the pod. I gotta shout them out. I do enjoy a slice of Benny's. Saved my life a couple times.
Nah, Benny's is definitely good.
Yeah. But yeah, I haven't been to 622 in years. I don't know if you ever go there, but.
No, I've never been there.
But yeah, man, it's PK's is, you can't ever go wrong. The cheetah wings, the Hokie sticks or whatever. And
like,
the pizza's good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I appreciate you coming on here, man. I appreciate what you do for my favorite football team, and it's going to be an interesting finish to the season. And I'm always rooting for you, man. For real.
No, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you for, you know, allowing me to come up here and, you know, talk with you.
Yeah, man. I hope you had a good time. I had a good time.
Most definitely.
And as always, man, go Hokies.
Yeah, go Hokies.